The husband of a woman who died from cervical cancer 4 years ago after she was told her smear test was normal has settled a High Court action against the HSE. The settlement was made without admission of liability, and the court heard the family was enormously distressed that no apology was made. Elaine Flannery died in October 2014. She was 59. Let's talk to our courts reporter, Vivian Trainer. Vivian, tell us a little more of the background to this case.
Brian, Elaine Flannery was a microbiologist and a part-time third-level lecturer from Cork. She had a smear test under the National Cervical Check Screening Programme in November in 2010, and that was reported back as having no abnormality detected. But 2 years later, she was diagnosed with invasive cervical cancer, and despite treatment, she died another 2 years later in 2014. Now, in a High Court action taken by her husband, it was alleged that there was a failure to correctly report and diagnose her smear test sample taken in 2010, and that her cancer had been allowed to develop and spread untreated for 2 years. And it was further alleged that had her illness been detected in 2010, she could have been successfully treated with surgery and chemotherapy. And today her lawyers told the High Court that if it had been detected and treated on time, she would still be alive today. Senior counsel Patrick Tracy said that their case was based on a number of expert reports, which he said had reviewed the smear slide taken in 2010 and showed, according to their experts, very obvious high-grade lesions which were indicative of an already established cancer. The slide was also reviewed by the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and they had reported that had it been detected and referred for treatment, her condition could have been prevented. So today the case was settled by her husband David for $675,000. The judge also approved that statutory award that's made in cases of wrongful death. That statutory sum has to be approved by the court in €35,000 to be divided among the family.
The family, a statement was read on behalf of the family after the case.
Yeah, Mr. Tracy had said in court that it was a source of enormous distress to the family, that no apology had been forthcoming. But he said that the reason for this was because during mediation, the HSE had referred to its own expert review, which had reported the slide as negative, and he did accept that that report was written in good faith, but the case was settled, therefore, without admission of liability, and therefore no apology was made. Now, Mr. Flannery's husband, David, and her five adult children, including the singer-songwriter Mick Flannery, who people may know, and two grandchildren, were in court today for the settlement. And afterwards, Eamon Flannery read a statement on behalf of his father, David, in which he said that tomorrow they would mark the 8th anniversary of their mother's death. And they said that at the end of this mediation process, there was a measure of financial compensation, but they were very disappointed that there was no apology. And we can hear a little more of what Eamon said on behalf of David here.
Today's proceedings mark the end of a mediation process where there is a measure of financial compensation granted to the family, but not one word of an apology. The apology we sought was a no-strings-attached one. Just a simple form of sorry for our enormous loss and for the heartbreaking pain caused would have sufficed.
Eamon Flannery ending that report from Vivian Trainer. After the break, we'll be hearing from the Red Cross about trying to accommodate Ukrainian refugees arriving here.